Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to build habits by appealing to who you want to be. I know many listeners of this podcast think a lot about habit formation, for good reason. In many ways, habits and routines are the building blocks of life. Habits make good choices effortless and let the power of small wins add up. Of course, one reason people are obsessed with habits is that for many of us, forming and maintaining them is a struggle. We have big ambitions, but stuff doesn't stick. We know, for example, that walking 10,000 steps a day would be a good way to improve our health, but we just can't see how it might fit into our lives. One way to deal with this disconnect? Create habits that are based on your desired identity. Try to complete the following sentence. I want to be the type of person who... fill in the blank. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, refers to this as the practice of creating identity-based habits. For example, you might decide that you want to be the type of person who runs every day. The habit that follows is clear. You have a daily running habit. You can also build off a broader identity statement, such as, I want to be the type of person who puts family first. Many potential habits could follow from this, such as shutting down your work by 6 p.m. or making time daily to eat breakfast with your kids. With this line of thinking, you're getting to the deeper why of a habit before you start on the behavior. When you have the why, it can be easier to commit to the habit and to becoming more like the person you'd like to be. It may take a while before your identity statement is realized, but if you keep reminding yourself that I'm the kind of person who wakes up at 6 a.m. to exercise, you'll have some explaining to do to yourself when you set the alarm for 8. Of course, when you think about it, maybe you don't buy into the identity you're describing. An upside of this identity-based habit strategy is that it gives you permission to ditch habits that don't resonate with you. If you start saying, I'm a person who meditates, and then you realize, well, you don't see this as you, fine. Upon giving it a little thought, you'll probably know in your gut whether or not you have a solid reason for pursuing a given habit. In the end, when you know why you're doing something, habits become a little bit less of a struggle and feel more like little victories. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.